Well, good morning and welcome to the Central Care Cancer Center edition of the Talk of Emporia. I am Ron Thomas hosting, and once again, we're very pleased to be joined by Dr. Ali Wazir, who is a medical oncologist and hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center. Dr. Wazir, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I hope you had a good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I hope you did too. Always good to talk to you. We had Dr. Wazir in last month, introducing the doctor to the Emporia area. Had a great conversation, so we're very pleased and excited to have Dr. Wazir back as we're rolling into September. And September is awareness month for a lot of things, including several kinds of cancer, including leukemia, lymphoma, ovarian, prostate, thyroid, and uterine cancer. And today, Dr. Wazir is going to be touching on uterine cancer. And Dr. Wazir, let's kick things off by maybe going into the basics. What is uterine cancer?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and I'm very grateful for this platform. So I wanted to talk about uterine cancer today, and the reason is that it's a very common cancer, unfortunately, in women, the most common cancer of the female genital tract, cancers of the cervix and ovary. So the uterine cancer, by and large, is way more common. Around 65,000 women in America this year will get diagnosed with it, and around 12,000 will pass away from it if you look at the numbers. So what is uterine cancer? So, the uterus is an organ in your body that basically is involved in, sustaining a pregnancy. So after you hit puberty, every month there's a lining in it that forms and then breaks down, and that the breakdown is referred to as menstruation, right? So the most common site of cancer within the organ of the uterus is this inside lining that can become cancerous, and that's called endometrial cancer. But you can also have uterine cancers of the other parts of the uterus, like you may have heard of women having fibroids, right? So that's a benign cancer of the muscles of the uterus or the fibrous tissue of the uterus. You can also have sarcomas of the uterus, which is a invasive cancer of the uterus. So all those other cancers are around 10%, and 90% are this endometrial cancer. So when people talk about uterine cancer, they're talking about this cancer.
All right, Dr. Ali Wazir in with us on the Central Care Cancer Center, Talk of Emporia. Stay tuned. We will be back with more right after this. Segment 2 coming up in 3, 2, and 1. Welcome back to the Central Care Cancer Center, Talk of Emporia. We're with Dr. Ali Wazir, a medical oncologist, hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center right here in Emporia. September is Uterine Cancer Awareness Month, and that is our topic today, is uterine cancer. Dr. Wazir, let's talk about the risk factors, signs, and symptoms we may be looking for here.
Yeah, so, as I mentioned in the last, segment, that the uterine cancer, 90% of is endometrial cancer, which is formed from the lining of the uterus. So this lining is controlled by the hormone estrogen. So every month you have this, like, cycle where you have increased estrogen produced by your ovaries that, after puberty, women, they have this buildup of this lining. And if they don't go through pregnancy, it's shed at the end of the month. So anything that will increase estrogen throughout a woman's life will increase the risk of getting uterine cancer. So one of the top one is just being obese. If you're obese, your fat cells, they actually make extra estrogen, and those estrogen can act on your uterus to increase your risk of uterine cancer. The other risk factors are like having a family history of uterine cancer, which will increase your risk. Other things that can increase your risk of uterine cancer is getting estrogen exogenously. Women going through menopause, sometimes they're put on hormone replacement therapy. That is a known risk factor for developing uterine cancer. So there are other inherited syndromes such as Lynch syndrome that increase the risk of uterine cancer along with other cancers. So this is something you inherit from your parents who had similar disease, and it increases the risk of colorectal cancer but also uterine cancer. Second part of the question, sign and symptoms, that's the most important part, and that's what we need to focus on today, is that unfortunately the sign and symptoms can be very subtle. The peak incidence of uterine cancer is around 60 years of age. So that's an age where, not all women, but a lot of the women will have gone through menopause. So they wouldn't have regular cycles, or they'll have like very off and on cycles. The top, symptom of uterine cancer is having spotting or bleeding in a postmenopausal woman. right? So if you have that, those kind of symptoms, that's very concerning. Other symptoms can be from the uterine cancer kind of acting on organs adjacent to it. So, you know, the bladder is right in front of the uterus and the rectum is right behind it. So change in, you know, your stool habit where you're going more frequently, you have a feeling that it's not emptying your bladder. You know, after you do a stool, you still feel like there's some stool left. So that's called tenesmus. That could be a symptom of uterine cancer. Changes in how you know, you go to the bathroom to pee, where it's more frequent, or there's a change in how it looks, etc., could be a sign of uterine cancer. Pelvic pain, just pain in the pelvis or bloating in the abdomen, those can also be signs of uterine cancer.
Is testing for uterine cancer, is it invasive then?
The testing for uterine cancer, you know, so this part has two questions. So there's no good screening test for uterine cancer. So there's no test like a colonoscopy or a blood test or a CAT scan or something that can pick up, uterine cancer early in the general population, you know. Yeah. Like none of them have panned out, unfortunately. But, you know, if there's a woman where you suspect that, you know, she's having these suggestive symptoms, what would you do? What you would do is, you know, send them to a gynecologist who will have a look inside the uterus. It's called a hysteroscopy, and then get the cells out through a biopsy, or you know, like getting the whole lining of the uterus out. And those can be looked under a microscope. And if those cells are cancerous appearing, then you know it can be diagnosed.
Dr. Ali Wazir with Central Care Cancer Center with us on the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. We'll be back with more right after this. Okay, we'll get a wrap here in 3, 2, and 1. Welcome back to the Central Care Cancer Center edition of the Talk of Emporia. Ron Thomas hosting with Dr. Ali Wazir, who is a medical oncologist, hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center here in Emporia. It is Uterine Cancer Awareness Month, and Dr. Wazir has given us some great information on exactly what uterine cancer is, the risk factor signs and symptoms. Now, Dr. Wazir, what about options for treatment if that needs to be?
Right. So, you know, I will be a little specific about this in the sense that, you know, the treatment options are complicated because it can be both chemotherapy, surgery, as well as radiation. And which patient gets what really depends on, you know, the stage of the cancer. So if the cancer is just in the uterus, that's thought to be stage one cancer, right? Again, I'm being very broad over here. If the cancer is within the uterus but has kind of broke into certain parts of the uterus, it's considered stage two. Once it's in the lymph nodes, it's stage three. And then once it has kind of spread to other organs in the pelvis or to organs further away, it's considered stage four. For stage four, the treatment is essentially chemotherapy, combination chemotherapy. For the earlier stage, stage one, you can treat this completely just with a surgery. And the surgery is a radical hysterectomy that can be done nowadays robotically and minimally invasively, where, you know, you have to stay in the hospital one day. They use a special robotic surgery robot called the Da Vinci robot. Through small incisions, they can take out the whole uterus along with the lymph nodes, and all of this can come out along with the cervix without any major scars, because they take it out through the stump of the vagina, and then they sew up the vaginal wall. So, you know, it's, you know, pretty fascinating how they do it. So stage one, stage two, surgery. After stage two, there's you have to kind of consider that, is there something you can do after the surgery that can decrease the risk of the cancer coming back? And for some stage twos, there's some local radiation that can be given through brachytherapy that can help with the recurrence of the uterus cancer. For more advanced, if there's involvement of lymph nodes or like spread to other like local organs, just not far away but locally, like lymph nodes mainly, you can do external beam radiation therapy, which is radiation into the pelvis. Further than that, you know, then the treatment is chemotherapy based. And there's also a role of chemotherapy after surgery as well to reduce the risk of coming back.
Central Care Cancer Center, we're fortunate to have this wonderful facility here in Emporia dedicated to keeping cancer care close to home. And, of course, they offer the latest technology and treatment techniques, allowing them to treat a wide range of cancers that are customized for each patient. Chemotherapy, radiation therapy, financial counseling, and supportive services, all under one roof. And, of course, that is the home of Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist. Dr. Wazir, always a pleasure to talk to you. Great information, as always. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks for having me. And, you know, I'm excited to come back here and talk about other cancers because this is a busy time of the year, the fall, where there are many months where we kind of like focus on the education of different kind of cancers. I would say just to end up things is that, you know, uterine cancer, you know, unfortunately, a lot of women die from this. But the key is catching this early. If you catch this early, you know, the cure rates are excellent, like more than 90%. And, you know, the treatment, as I said, you know, even the surgery is a one-day surgery and you can get, you know, it can be done very well. So I would say, you know, if you have these risk factors, if you're having bleeding or change in cycle and you're in this age group close to 60, or if you just feel off, you know, you have pelvic pain, you have abdominal pain or bloating or changes in urination and stool, you know, it's very important to get in touch with your primary care doctor and who will refer you to your gynecologist who can kind of like, you know, do the required examination because this is a very treatable cancer.
And if you've missed any portion of the program, any of our Central Care Cancer Center's Talk of Emporias, you can log on to KVOE.com and go to our audio vaults. All the programs are right there to listen to at your convenience. Again, Dr. Wazir, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this edition of the Talk of Emporia on KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.